It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It is Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you live on WCDO. We are at Johnson City High School Wildcat Stadium, and it is a cold and rainy afternoon, and I think a lot of people might have opted to stay home and listen to the radio, so we're glad to have you along. Hope you're staying warm and dry. And Tim, it's good to be here. We'll be doing both contests today. Sydney and Green kicks off at 1 o'clock, and then Walton and Tioga at 4.
Yeah, we're in for a good day of football here, folks, even though the weather is a little nasty right now. But, you know, both teams, Green and Sydney, plays in the first game, and, you know, it's not a custom, or it's a custom for Green and Sydney to have bad weather. I mean, it seems like they follow them all wherever they go, so...
Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler Auto Sales and Service and Rentals is on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. You can choose from nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. That second lot is across from the Kmart Plaza. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll take a small break. We'll come back, and we'll break this one down. The Trojans and the Warriors doing battle today. The winner will move on to the Section 4 Class D football championship game. And, of course, it's going to be a full day here as we'll have Walton and Tioga coming up at 4 o'clock. So don't turn the dial today, folks. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
If it's time for a new truck, it's time for you to apply. No matter what kind of truck you've got in mind, we have a loan that's right for you. We'll get you a great rate, a fast decision, and personalized service without all the hassle. For a truck loan that's miles ahead, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU Banking. Easier. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO, again live from Johnson City High School today. Tim, the first time that we can remember that we've done a game here at JC.
Yeah, definitely. It's my first trip here. I know that for a fact, and I was talking with Greg Davey today, and I don't believe he's ever done a game up here either. But, yeah, nice facility at the top of the hill, if you can imagine. Just past Oakdale Mall on your right-hand side. Real nice facility.
Yeah, very beautiful facility. Up here many times for AAU basketball tournaments. They do a lot of hosting of those, but never have come up here for a football game, so it's a pleasure. Of course, if either team wins here today, or whichever teams win, I should say, they'll be moving on to the Section 4 Class D football championship game, which will be at Union Endicott. We've been to Ty Cobb Stadium many times. That will be next Friday at 5 o'clock. So the winner of Sydney and Green will face the winner of Walton and Tioga. And, you know, Tim, we think back to the first game of the season, and this is not that I want to say we predicted it, but we knew that there was a strong chance that these four teams would have a chance to get here.
Yeah, we definitely had an idea that was possibly going to be the matchup that we would be seeing some point in time in the playoffs, you know. You can't ever count out Sydney, Walton, Green, and, you know, and also Tioga. I mean, obviously, they're just – such perennial powers in this area and everything. So, but what I want to just say is that first game, there was a lot of errors, a lot of mental errors by both teams, and the score was a 3-point difference, I believe, at the end.
Yeah, 26-23.
Green played Sydney very, very tough in that game. But again, like I said, they both were going through their growing pains and everything. So I'm expecting to see a cleaner game today. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit more interesting just because of the wetness of the field and the ball and the receivers and stuff might hinder Sydney a little bit, so we might see a heavy dose of David Gannon today running the ball.
Yeah, I think the running game, especially in game two later today, two teams in Tioga and Walton that love to run the ball, a lot of people this week were very curious, how will this affect the passing game of Sydney? That's their bread and butter, which is, you know, not common for a lot of Class D football teams. So I'll be interested to see, you know, will we see more dropped balls today when those fingers get cold, those hands get cold? The ball is going to be very heavy and very slippery. I think a lot of it is going to be for Sydney quarterback, you know, Ryan Harris. How can he do today with that heavy off-passing offense of the Sydney Warriors? And you look on the other side, I mean, Green is no slouch when it comes to throwing the ball. I do think that they have a very strong running game. But in terms of throwing the ball as well, I mean, when you have weapons out there, especially a guy like Nate Erickson, he's able to do anything. So I think he's going to be a huge key today for the Trojans.
Yeah, he definitely is. I mean, we were talking with the coaches as they were walking through to go up on the roof to scout the Green Trojan coaches, and they were just saying, well, the only name you're going to need to know is Erickson.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty much the way that whole program goes, is by that, you know, by that last name. And I'll tell you, they actually said to me before they left, they said, and his little brother's playing modified. So there is another one of those Erickson.
Yes, I mean, Luke is having a nice career. I think he's really worked his way in at, he's playing at Syracuse for the Orange, and that's great to see. I mean, a local kid from a Class D school, you know, for football, C for everything else, doing a great job and going up to play for Syracuse. We're going to pause for the national anthem here on the Butler Auto pregame show, and we'll be right back. Sydney and Green in the Class D playoffs coming up on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
West Branch Collision and Classics of Walton is proud to support local high school football on WCDO. Good luck to all local teams this weekend. Located at 60 Delaware Street in Walton, they are collision and restoration specialists. Don't forget West Branch for all of those deer hits this season, too. They take all insurance and remind you that no matter who tows your vehicle, you have the right to request the body shop you want. So remember, West Branch Collision and Classics of Walton. Call 865-555-555. West Branch Collision and Classics, for when you really love your car.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back once again. We're on WCDO today. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting, also on WCDOsports.com. We realize we have a lot of listeners this time of year joining us on the web stream. That is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Again, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler Auto, of course, the two lots in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, as well as on Delaware Avenue across from the Kmart Plaza. They wish the best to all coaches, players, and fans in today's game. We also have a lot of special sponsors for today's game that are making it possible for us to do our playoff coverage. We'll be recognizing them throughout the afternoon, but they include SFCU, the Eggly Machine Company, Morabito Energy Products, Amphenol Corporation, Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe, and then for this game in particular, we have the Green Touchdown Club and the Sydney Gridiron Club. So always great to see local businesses and the school organizations supporting these teams as they make their playoff runs. So Sydney is going to be the home team on the scoreboard today. They're in their maroon tops, the gray helmets, the white pants with the white trim as well, and that maroon is extra dark today because it's already soaking wet from the heavy rain here in Johnson City. On the far side for Green, they are in the white tops with the black pants and the green helmet, as well as the green numbers with the black trim on the far sideline. So the press box is here on the near side along the Sydney High School football sideline. Green will be on the far side. And, you know, Tim, there are some dedicated fans here today, but you have to wonder, did the rain keep away what might be a normal crowd for a huge playoff game?
Yeah, I would say definitely has. You know, It is awful down here, folks. So if you did decide to stay home, you did the right thing.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, there's some people that are prepared. There's easy up tents in the stands. I mean, they have them set up so that they can sit under them, and there's umbrellas everywhere and everything. So I'm looking over at the green sideline. There's not too many people over there, so I don't know if they're just parked their cars up on the top of the hill and they're just watching the game from the hillside or what's going on, but Sydney's definitely more represented here at this point in time.
I do think maybe all the fans have decided maybe to sit on this near sideline. You're closer to the restrooms where there's some nice heat and the snack bar and everything if you want to get a coffee, something along those lines. So maybe everyone's just on this side. Walking down to the snack bar, I had a lot of people say, hey, if you need somebody else up in the booth, I'd be glad to hop up there today with you. So everyone wants to stay dry. Sydney is going to kick off. Green will receive after the coin toss. And so Sydney will kick to green. Green will be going left to right. Again, they're in the white tops with the black pants, the green helmets. Liam Matthews will be doing for the kicking for Sydney. They're in the maroon tops with the white pants and the gray helmets. Matthews will kick this one deep down the right sideline. Green will pick this one up at their own 15-yard line, and running from the right sideline to the left sideline, here is Tristan Austin. He's still on his feet to the 35, to the 40. Austin's up to midfield into Sydney territory to the 45. Huge return to start this game for the Green Trojans.
Yeah, I think he picked the ball up at about the 15-yard line, like Nate said, and he took it all the way from the right hash all the way to the left sideline and got a really good return on the kick.
Green comes in with a record of 5-3. Sydney comes in 8-0. But those three losses for Green, all against very good opponents, Sydney, Waverly, and Tioga. And they come in off that loss to Tioga last week. That's the Green Trojans with a record of 5-3. They were runners-up in the other division. Sydney, champions of their division here in Section 4, Class D. Here's a handoff to Austin on 1st and 10. He's going to cut the corner to the right side to the 40 before he's pushed out of bounds at the 37-yard line. So a little toss there from Erickson to Austin, and he'll pick up about 7 yards.
Austin with a nice little sweep to the right side. Gets almost 9 yards on the play. We'll bring up 2nd down and 1.
So we are underway in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals here today. Sydney against Green, our second matchup later today, around 4 o'clock, depending on how late this game goes, will be Walton and Tioga. So here is a 2nd and 1. They'll say that Austin got 9 yards on that first down. Erickson is in the shotgun, and he will hand off to Logan Kennedy. He runs to the left side, trying to get the edge. He does. Picks up about 3 yards, needed one. Move the chains, and Green is in Sydney territory, down now at the 33.
Little off-tackle power by the Green Trojans on that play. Gets the first down yardage. The ball is spotted on about the 34-yard line.
So 11:20 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless, first possession of the game. The Green Trojans marching into Sydney territory after an excellent kickoff return to open the game from Tristan Austin. Austin will get the pitch here from Erickson, runs to the outside. Chabot is tracking him down, pulls him down after maybe a gain of 1. Good job by Sydney's Cameron Chabot.
Yeah, number 51 tracked that down from his tackle spot and made a nice play on that tackle right there.
And so the clock continues to run. 10:50 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between the Trojans and the Warriors in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. So this will be a 2nd down and 6 for Green. Again, they're deep in Sydney territory already at the 29-yard line. And here is the junior quarterback, Nate Erickson. He'll hand it off to Tristan Austin. He runs to the outside. Sydney trying to pull him down in the backfield, but he'll turn the corner and pick up about 4 to 5 yards. Liam Matthews is able to knock him out of bounds.
Liam Matthews with a nice knock tackle to keep him from getting the first down. He gets about 4 or 5 yards on that play. We'll bring up 3rd down and 2.
So Green has kept it on the ground for this entire drive so far. As Tim said, this will be a 3rd down and 2. They're at the Sydney 25-yard line. The Warriors trying to get an early stop as the Trojans have come out on fire here after a good kickoff return to start things. So here is Erickson, this time under center. They'll hand it off and running right up the gut. We'll see who the ball carrier was. That was Austin. He needed 2 yards, and we'll see where the spot is.
Yeah, it's funny because both times they've ran the sweep and then the power to the left, and they did it both times, and then this time they just ran off tackle between the guard and tackle gap on the left-hand side, good enough for first down yardage.
So the chains are moved after the spot, and so Green will have the ball at the Sydney 22-yard line, again going left to right. 10:15 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless here we're at Johnson City. And it's Green and Sydney scoreless so far here. Again, Wildcat Stadium at Johnson City High School. Erickson will hand off to Tristan Austin. He'll dive forward and submarines into the line, good for a gain of one.
He was tackled on the play by David Gannon for the Sydney Warriors from his middle linebacker spot, shot the gap and hit him real early, but the running back fell forward for about 3 yards. He'll bring up second down and seven.
Yeah, he definitely got more than I originally thought he did, as they are inside the 20 at the Sydney 19-yard line now, with 9:35 to go in the first quarter. Again, scoreless between Sydney and Green. Opening drive of the game, Erickson wants to throw, dumps it across the middle, pass is incomplete. Intended receiver was Isaac Haddock.
Isaac Haddock drew double coverage on that play. That was probably not the best place for him to throw the ball, but ball's incomplete, third down and seven.
Boy, it looked slippery, too. When it came off of Erickson's hand, it didn't have a great spiral on it, just kind of floated and right through the hands of Haddock, who was in double coverage. So a key third and seven here, Tim, early for Green, deep in Sydney territory. And they are at the Sydney 19-yard line again, third and seven. We're scoreless with 9.5 to go in the first quarter. And a little trick play here. They'll hand off, and running to the far side, I believe good for a first down, is Nate Berry. Looked like the play was going right, and Berry took off to the left.
Yeah, they overloaded the right-hand side, but then they had like a little counteraction back to the left, and Berry never usually touches the ball rushing-wise. Got a lot of yards on that play, probably, I'm going to say 2.5, maybe 3. It's going to bring up 4th and 1 or 2, it looks like.
Boy, going to be very close here with 9:15 to go in this first quarter. They're going to say 4th and 1. Green's in 4-down territory, so they'll go for it. They'll pitch it to Austin. Right side, he's stopped in the backfield here by Colby Finch. A great form tackle. There is a flag on the play, though, and we'll see what the call is. It's going to be against Green.
Yeah, they're calling holding right away. I'm sure this is going to get declined. Sydney will keep the play, and Sydney will take over on downs of the first possession of the Trojans for the day.
Boy, Colby Finch just came through unblocked and was able to wrap up Tristan Austin around the waist and bring him down. What a great first drive for Green, but they just come up empty.
Green went to that well too many times right there. Sydney had that played very, very well. Colby Finch did not let the guy hook him. He kept outside contained, and then he finished off the play with a real nice stick.
So Green drives all the way down inside the Sydney 20. They go for it on 4th and 1. The Warriors come up with the stop, and now Sydney will have their turn on offense for the first time today, and senior quarterback Ryan Harris with 9:06 to go in the first quarter. Again, we're scoreless. They'll hand off to David Gannon. Boy, he's met right at the line. And a big-time tackle there for Green, breaking through with Nate Hurlburt.
Number 50, Nate Hurlburt said, "Not today, Mr. Gannon. You're not going anywhere on this play." Loss of 2 on the play, 2nd down and 12.
Noah Kennedy was right there as well for the Green Trojans. 8:50 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. And a little congratulations when we get a minute here to senior quarterback for Sydney, Ryan Harris. We'll tell you about a record he broke last week. And they'll hand it off here to David Gannon. He'll get a second try. Gets into the second level across the 25 to the 27. And a good pickup there for Gannon.
Gannon with a nice little play right off the right guard and tackle gap. Cut back and got about, I'm going to say, 7 yards. But they were at 12, so it's 3rd and 5.
Harris broke the single-season Section 4 touchdown passing record with 33 touchdown passes on the season. He surpassed the record, which was 32, and he went over Newark Valley last Friday night for Sydney. 8:05 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless here between the Green Trojans and the Sydney Warriors in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. They go right back to Gannon, and he busts up the middle through the line across the 30 to the 33, and we'll see if that moves the chains. It's going to be close.
Definitely appears to be enough for first down, and the referee says first down yardage. So Sydney gets a first down on their first possession of the game.
The question coming in was, with Sydney loving to pass the ball so much, could they get it done on the ground today if the weather makes them run the ball more? So far, so good with David Gannon. 7:50 to go, first quarter. Again, scoreless between Sydney and Green. Here's the snap. Sydney will hand it off again to Gannon. He's brought down. Nate Erickson came swooping in, wrapped him up at the ankle.
Yeah, they're showing a lot of late pressure coming off the corner, and that's why the first two plays of this possession, they haven't been able to get anything going. So they lose 4 on this play. It'll be 2nd down and 14.
Sydney with the ball going right to left. Again, 2nd and about 13 or 14 to go. The ball is on the Sydney 30 with 7:20 to go, first quarter, scoreless here in the Section 4 Class D football semi. Pouring rain here at Johnson City and chilly temperatures. Tough conditions for both these teams. Harris will drop back, wants to throw here on the second and 13. He's got Mosier, and he's got it at midfield. Mosier has nobody to stop him, and a touchdown for the Sydney Warriors. He caught that one in stride and put six on the board for Sydney.
What a nice design play. They had Mosier in the out on the out spot, or excuse me, in the slot on the left-hand side, and Liam Matthews on the out as the wide out, and he ran a slant, and Mosier went right off his hip and went right down the sideline, caught the ball, touchdown Warriors.
I would say, and Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to say that's about a 70-yard touchdown strike there for the Sydney Warriors.
Yep, I would say 70 yards on that play right there. Very nice.
I mean, Mosier caught it in stride. It was single coverage at about midfield on the left-wing side, and then he just turned the jets on. I mean, he's probably the fastest guy on the field, and that includes Liam Matthews from what the Sydney coaching staff tells us. So a great job there. It's 6-0 Sydney. They'll now go for the extra point. Here's the snap. Hold is good. Mazzarella with the kick. And this one is good. So Mazzarella puts it through. Sydney leads Green 7-0 with 7 minutes exactly to go in the first quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break and be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Sydney 7 and Green nothing with 7 minutes exactly to go in the first quarter. It is a 7-0 lead for the Warriors over the Green Trojans. And it looked like Green was doing a great job on defense and first pass opportunity of the game, and Sydney finds Pater. That was excellent, Tim.
Yeah, real nice play and real good connection from Ryan Harris to Peyton Mosier for a 70-yard touchdown reception.
And so Sydney will kick off here with Liam Matthews. A little squib kick. This time they go to the right wing side, and this one will roll out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So, Tim, what are some keys here for Green momentum-wise to try to answer after Sydney is able to score on their first pass of the game?
I don't think Coach Gordon has to change too much at this point because they walked right down the field. I mean, granted, they did have a huge return from the kickoff, but they also, you know, moved the ball against the Warriors very well that whole drive. It's just that last couple plays inside the 20 where they got stoned by the Sydney Warrior defense.
And so can the Green Trojans answer? I mean, this is a Green team. They're battle-tested. I love their schedule this year. They really challenge themselves, you know, outside of the division, playing some tough teams. And, you know, coming in off that loss to Tioga, I knew that they would be hungry and ready to go here in the playoffs. And we'll see if they can find a way to answer here after. I thought they did a good job bottling up the Sydney run for the most part. Mm-hmm. And then the pass, Mosier just got behind the defense and off he went.
Just a really nice route scheme by the Warriors on that play. Got Mosier that wide open.
Sydney's going to redo the kick here, and this one will be a squib kick to the right side and fielded by Green at the 40. And so after they redo that kick, Green ends up with much better field position here. Falling on it there was Josh Titus.
Yeah, Josh Titus downs the ball at the Trojan 40-yard line, and they'll take over for their second possession of the first quarter right there at their own 40.
On the second kick there, Sydney electing to not kick it as far. And you know Sydney loves to play those games on kickoffs, maybe hoping in these tough conditions maybe somebody bobbles it and they'll get a chance to grab it.
And don't forget, Green likes to play games on kickoffs too.
Yes, they do. Both these teams love to use the kickoff to their advantage if they can. Here is Erickson on a 1st and 10. Colby Finch is chasing him into the backfield and brings him down for a huge loss at the 25-yard line. I thought Erickson was going to be able to get away from him, but Finch says no for the sack.
Colby Finch with two great plays and back-to-back plays on defense. One was to stop the fourth down carry, and there a huge sack. As Nate said, it's going to be second down and 20 yards to go for the Green Trojans.
Not often on turf because, I mean, these fields are so well built with the drainage, but on that tackle you could see the water just like a wave coming off the field when the two players went down. I mean, that's how much wetness is here today.
It looked like the Atlantic coastline.
Yes. Erickson's going to throw here on a 2nd and 25. Gets it to Austin on the far side at the 30. 35, 40, 45, 47 before he's knocked out of bounds. Another good pickup here by Tristan Austin. And this will be third and short. Great job by Green.
Yeah, nice little play out to the left flat, and there was nobody there. He made one guy miss and got almost to the 50-yard line. So it'll be second down and 2 yards for the Trojans, or third down and two, excuse me.
6:05 to go in the first quarter. It's a 7-0 lead here for Sydney over Green. Green is at midfield at the 48-yard line at the JC logo here at Johnson City High School. Going to tuck it and run. Here's Erickson. Picks up the first down into Sydney territory. He's at the 40. Runs to the right side before he's brought down by Trenton Bedine at the 38. So Erickson and Green, they escape that second and 25, and they make it look pretty easy.
I'm not sure if that was a design quarterback draw on that play, but what a nice call for that time in the game, because the Sydney Warriors all were getting good pressure, and he just stepped up into the pocket and then took off, got the first down yardage. He's now into Sydney Warrior territory, the ball at the 39.
5:50 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 lead for Sydney over Green in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals today in Johnson City. And here's the snap on a first and 10. Erickson wants to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Throws it over the middle. Almost picked off there by Sydney. He tried to float it in, but that was Tanner Gifford who knocked it down.
Tanner Gifford, really nice play right there. Came from his cornerback's position and tipped the ball away from the receiver. Incomplete.
And so this will bring up a second and 10 for Green. They're in Sydney territory, going left to right. Ball is on the 39-yard line of the Sydney Warriors. And, you know, Tim, we were joking before the game that Sydney didn't have raincoats anymore.
Now they do.
And now they do. We're seeing
them Windsor Black
Knights. Black Knights. So I guess they made a call and borrowed some raincoats. Here is Green. They're going to throw over the middle, and this one is picked off by Liam Matthews at the Sydney 15-yard line. Matthews is still on his feet, and now he's brought down. The pass was over the middle by Nate Erickson, and it just held up in the air for a super long time, and it gave plenty of time for Matthews to get under it and pick it off.
Yeah, Matthews made a real nice athletic play right there. He just went up, high-pointed the ball, and took it away from the intended receiver for Green. So Sydney will start with their second possession with 5:25 to go in the first quarter.
And again, that looked like another pass that might have slipped out of Erickson's hands, because I don't think he meant for it to be up in the air for that long, and it just gave plenty of time for Sydney, who was already in double coverage, to kind of get under that pop fly. And so Sydney will get the ball back again, 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Here is Harris and the snap, and they'll hand it off to David Gannon. Plenty of running room to the right side. Works his way out to the 20-yard line before he's brought down after a gain of about 5.
Nice carry on first down off the right side between the guard and tackle gap. And Gannon gets 5 yards. Bring up second down and 5.
5:05 to go, first quarter. Sydney leading Green 7-0. Again, we'll have our second game later today around 4 o'clock between Walton and Tioga. So two good games here on a wet and cold day in upstate New York, that's for sure. 4:50 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 7-0. A second and 5 as Sydney's in their own territory. Ball is on the 20-yard line. They'll hand it off to David Gannon. Gannon cuts back left wing side. Nowhere to go. And again, that's Erickson right there on the tackle.
Real nice play by Tristan Austin on that play, because he did not let Gannon get outside. He didn't make the tackle, but he turned the play back into where his pursuit was coming, and they stopped Gannon after no gain. 3rd and 5. Ball spotted on the Warrior 20.
So a big 3rd and 5 here for Sydney, as Tim said. Again, the ball still on the 20-yard line. I think this is key for Green here, if they could get a stop, with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Again, Sydney leading Green 7-0. Erickson's going to jump off, and that is going to help Sydney greatly as the flag comes down. Just a little too anxious on that one.
Yeah, he's been trying to press the corner, and he's been able to get into the backfield. That young man is like lightning quick, folks. I can't even begin to tell you how shifty he is. But he did a great job there, just went a little bit too early, and that is going to give the Warriors a first down.
Erickson's one of those players that he's in on every tackle, he's in on every offensive play, he's somewhere in the vicinity of the ball just at all times. He's a pleasure to watch. And so that will give Sydney a 1st and 10, moving the ball up to the 26-yard line here for the Warriors. They get the play from the sideline, and offensive coordinator Aaron Zern. And Harris is in the shotgun here as we hit 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sydney leads 7-0. Here's the snap. Harris wants to throw. Two wide receivers split out to the right. He's got Colby Finch complete for a pass at the 35, dragging tacklers up to the 40. Good for a Sydney first down.
Nice little hook pattern by Finch. Little 5-8 yard pass play, and Finch gets the extra yards after the catch. First down, Warriors.
Stops the clock with 3:49 to go in the first quarter. Again, Sydney leading 7-0 if you're joining us here on WCDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting, glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream today brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Clock continues to move now, down to about 3.5 to go, first quarter. Harris on a 1st and 10. Drops back, little pitch right up the middle here for Sydney, and across the JC logo at midfield is Tanner Gifford, close to a first down, and I think he got it.
Nice little option play going forward with the pitch, more of a shovel pass. Harris to Gifford, good for first down yardage, and it is, the ball is spotted at the 49-yard line of the Trojans.
The green rush came heavy that time, and a good job by Harris to just kind of flick it over to Gifford, who was able to go right up the gut with it.
Real nice read.
And so here's Sydney at midfield, again going right to left. Harris checks the play. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. So far the conditions have not stopped the Sydney passing game. Here's Harris at his own 45, lofts one over the middle. He's got Trenton Bodine, and the pass is incomplete. Good coverage there by Green and Josh Titus. I thought maybe Titus got there a little early on the play, but there's no flag.
Yeah, the official was right there. He says no, so there's 2nd down and 10 for the Warriors.
Nicely thrown ball. Bodine had a chance, but I thought the Green coverage was right there too. And so Harris here on 2nd and 10 for Sydney at midfield. Again, they're going right to left with about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. In a little bit, we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll talk about this contest, our game later today between Walton and Tioga. We'll catch you up on some other sports from around the area as well, as there's a lot going on this time of year in sectional play. Here's Sydney on a 2nd and 10, a pitch to the far side, and Gannon has nowhere to go as he's stuffed in the backfield. Might have got back to the line of scrimmage. In on the tackle for Green was Nate Hurlburt.
Nate Hurlburt just absolutely shred his blocker and made a great play. Gannon loses a yard on the play. We'll bring up 3rd down and 11.
And so Sydney trying to not stall this drive at midfield here. With 2:40 to go in this first quarter, it's Sydney 7, Green nothing. The Section 4 Class D football semifinals today, live from Johnson City High School. Here is Harris. Again, he might be changing the play right here at the line. He's got three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Harris drops back, looks over the middle, looking for Matthews. Complete at the 37, down to the 36, and that's good for a Sydney first down.
Yeah, Matthews with a deep slant into the back to the safety, and great throw by Harris. Throw and catch, good for first down yardage. The ball is now spotted just outside the 35-yard line.
2:20 to go, first quarter. Clock is moving. Sydney leads 7-0, and they're on the march here once again. They're into Green territory, down to the 36-yard line. And, you know, they've established that they're going to throw the ball here today. Despite the tough conditions so far, it's worked for Sydney. Here on a 1st and 10. Again, the ball is on the 36. Harris glances over to the sideline. Coach Matthews yelling something out here to Harris. Play changes a little bit. Harris will hand it off to Gannon, and we'll have a flag on the play from the back judge, it looks like.
Yeah, I think we're going to have delay a game if it came from there. I'm guessing that's what it is.
And so we'll see. Both teams walking off. Might have had a timeout
here. I think
they
got a timeout prior to the flag, I guess. Yep. Timeout, Sydney.
Timeout taken by Sydney with 1:53 to go first quarter. We'll keep it right here. Sydney leading 7-0 over Green. Again, the Section 4 Class D football semifinals today. Some other special sponsors for our broadcast here today include Delaware Sports Center of Walton, Dr. Rohan Jayasena in Sydney, Neighbors Insurance of Sydney, Waste Recovery Enterprises, Sydney Auto Body, VEP Waldron's, of course, the Green Touchdown Club, the Sydney Gridiron Club, Wagner Logging, as well as Hardwood Hills Golf Course, and Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finish Lumber in Sydney, as well as Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. So, again, thank you to all our special sponsors. When we get to this level, there's some more expenses involved in getting these games on the air, so we appreciate all the support for our local high school football teams.
Am I wrong in saying this? Because I could be very, very much so, but it looks like Green's lost players. Their numbers are like 18, 19?
You mean from the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
I was, when we were watching warm-ups, I thought maybe there's more guys that are, you know, still in the locker room getting dressed, staying warm, but certainly not a ton of substitutes.
No, they definitely don't have a lot of substitutes over there.
Well, this time of year, injuries always are very hard to come to fight through. After the timeout, Sydney will hand it off to David Gannon on a 1st and 10. He cuts back to the left side, good for a gain of 2. And, you know, on a day like today, Sydney, plenty of subs on their side that could definitely come into play in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you expect them to be in very good condition this late in the season and everything, so that's not a concern. But, you know, having those other bodies and being able to put them in at certain times just to give your starters a little bit of a breather is a huge thing.
Minute 20 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 7-0. This is a 2nd-and-5. Sydney's on the green 31. They go right back to Gannon, up the middle, sheds a tackle. Good for a pickup of about 3, brought down in the middle there by Austin as well as Haddock.
Austin and Haddock teaming up to stop Gannon just shy of the first down yards, and we'll bring up 3rd-and-1.
Minute to go in the first quarter, and a windy, driving rain here at Johnson City's Wildcat Stadium. And so both teams having to deal with the tough conditions here today. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. This is a 3rd-and-2 for Sydney. They're on the green 32-yard line, and I think Green jumped again and will have a flag, as coming through a little early there was Haddock in the middle of the line.
I think they've taken the idea that, you know what, we're going to do whatever we have to try to make Sydney jump, because that's twice that they've done that at a certain point in time, you know, and it's given Sydney first down yardage both times. So maybe they're just trying to get them to jump and get the false start and push them back a little bit further.
And so that certainly helps the Sydney Warriors, as now this turns into a 1st-and-10 for Sydney. Ball is on the green 22-yard line with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. A pitch out to Gannon, right side, cuts back to the left and brought down. Green read that very well with Noah Kennedy.
Yeah, they did. They definitely did. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to call this. I have a feeling there's a play in the books for Sydney to Harris fake that little pitch out to the right side and bring it all the way over to the left, because he's got one-on-one over here with Liam Matthews on the corner.
20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Looks like Sydney will be able to get one last playoff here in the first quarter with a 7-0 lead over Green. Harris working the clock here. It's down to 12 seconds to go. Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Throws a little too tall for Colby Finch. Jumped for that one, but through his hands.
Yeah, right through his hands. That's a tough catch way up above you like that, especially with the wet conditions.
And so 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sydney leading Green 7-0. And Sydney will get one last play here, it looks like. A 3rd-and-10 here for the Warriors. There's the Green 22-yard line, and there's been 2 very costly penalties for Green that has given Sydney first downs on this drive.
I would imagine that Sydney's in 2-down territory right here, because I don't think they'll go to the kicker from here.
And here is Harris in the shotgun. Gets the ball, drops back to the 30, throws over the middle, intercepted here by Green. And that's a huge play by Nate Erickson. I think there was a little miscommunication there on the Sydney part of the receivers, and a great play there by Green to pick that off with Erickson.
Sydney was trying to run the little screen play to Gifford, and Erickson said, "No way are you getting away with this one," and he was right there and intercepted the pass.
4 seconds to go in the first quarter. A great play there by Nate Erickson to get the job done, and it's Sydney 7, Green nothing, and Green will get the ball back in their own territory going left to right on the 21-yard line. So this will be the last play of the first quarter, I would say. Erickson back in at quarterback. Sydney showing some pressure. And Erickson will tuck it and run. Tries to run up the middle. Gets to the outside, and he's brought down as the clock expires after a gain of about 3. So 1 quarter is in the books. It's Sydney 7 and Green nothing. 2nd quarter coming back at the Section 4 Class D football semifinals on WCDO.
What is variety? Variety is from dental floss to Decon. From phone jacks to furnace filters, variety is Village Variety in Unadilla. From baby bottles to back scratchers, mailboxes to motor oil, Village Variety in Unadilla. From party supplies to potting soil, shelving paper to shower caps. So, I ask you again, what is variety? Exactly. Village Variety in Unadilla. They have everything you're looking for and more. Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. 369-9444.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Sydney with a 7-0 lead over Green as we start the second quarter here on WCDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you live from Johnson City High School, Wildcat Stadium. And a big interception by Green right at the end of the first quarter with Nate Erickson gives them the ball back. We switch ends of the field. So Green has the ball on their own 26 now going right to left. What a play by Erickson, though.
Yeah, real nice play. Great read, I mean, because if he had given the ball to the back, he was stoned in the backfield.
And so here is Erickson on a 2nd and 5 again, wants to tuck it and run. Sydney trying to get to him, and they will after he picks up about 2 yards. Leading the way on the tackle there was Tanner Gifford.
Tanner Gifford from his cornerback spot did a really nice job to turn it back into the pursuit, but then actually finished off the play.
So again, Sydney leading Green 7-0. This is the first game of 2 games today for the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Scheduled for a 4 o'clock kickoff later today between Walton and Tioga, and we'll have that game for you as well on WCDO. So 11:25 to go, second quarter. Green with the ball on a key 3rd and 4. They're on their own 26. Here's Erickson in the shotgun. 2 wide receivers split out to the right. Erickson fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and Sydney just collapsing down on him. Kevin McEwen led the way there, and a bunch of other Sydney tacklers were able to jump on the pile, including Ian Fogarty.
Real nice job by the defense of the Warriors right there to keep Erickson short of the first down. It'll bring up 4th down and 4, and I think we're going to see our first punt of the day.
Liam Matthews is to our left to receive the punt, so really no damage done after the Sydney interception, but I think, you know, Green doing everything they can to keep this a one-score game at the moment as Sydney leads 7-0 with 10:40 to go in the second quarter. Waiting for the snap, Green will punt this one away. Not a bad punt. High into the windy sky here at JC, but it does take a Sydney bounce, and then Green will down this ball at the 48-yard line. So Sydney will start in Green territory.
Yeah, the punt went up into the air, and the wind just said, here you go, pushed it back a little bit. So the Warriors will start their third possession of the first half with the ball in the Trojan territory.
10.5 to go, second quarter. Sydney leading 7-0. And I just can't tell you how hard it's raining out there, folks. I mean, everyone is soaking wet, the coaches, the players. You can see it on the field, and that's saying something when it's coming up through a turf field like that with the excellent drainage systems that they have. And here on a 1st and 10, the snap was low. Harris picks it up off the turf, is flushed out of the pocket. He's able to dump it off just in time there to David Gannon to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. So they do avoid a major loss there, but still, really nothing happening on that play.
Yeah, he was running for his life, and right at the last minute, he caught Gannon out of the corner of his eye and just hit him with it. And like Nate said, no gain on the play, 2nd down and 10.
10:05 to go, second quarter. It's a 7-0 lead for Sydney over Green. Still a tight one here in our opening game of the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Harris on a 2nd and 10, so they did get back to the line of scrimmage right at midfield. Harris with the snap will hand one off to Gannon. Gannon busts up the middle and is brought down at the 45, so this will bring up, about a 3rd and 7 or 6, I would say.
Yep, that's a good call right there. He got 3 on that carry, so 3rd down and 7, the ball spotted on the 45-yard line of the Green Trojans.
David Gannon is going to have a full workload today for the Sydney Warriors in these conditions. Sydney, you know, scored their lone touchdown of the game through the air, a 70-yard bomb to Peyton Mosier, so they're not afraid to throw the ball, but definitely a lot more running today than we're used to seeing. Harris here on a 3rd and 7, flushed out of the pocket to the left, throws the ball, and it's out of bounds. Intended receiver was Liam Matthews, but it sailed on him and out of play.
Liam Matthews is drawing press coverage from Erickson. No, you know, you would imagine that you'd have athlete on athlete, so this is a matchup we're going to be watching all day today. And I'll tell you what, Erickson did a really nice job on that play. Harris tried to extend it, but he and Matthews weren't on the same page as what the alternate route was.
9:13 to go, second quarter. A 4th and 7 for Sydney. Looks like they will punt here with Liam Matthews. And Green back to receive the punt with Nate Parker, it looks like, at his own 10-yard line. Again, 9:13 to go, second quarter. Sydney leading by a touchdown, 7-0. Here's the snap. Matthews will punt this one away. Good punt here from Matthews. Bounces at the 10 to the 5 and just rolls into the end zone. Looked like maybe it was going to run out of gas and Sydney would have a chance, but it rolls into the end zone.
Either that or the tsunami that was creating was going to stop it. I mean, it was splashing up water all the way down the sideline. But Green will get a touchback on the play and start at the 20.
I don't know if I've ever seen that much splashing on turf. I really don't.
Crazy.
So So 9:13 to go in the second quarter, and Green will get the ball back. The Green defense has done a good job keeping them in this game, including that interception on the last drive by Nate Erickson, or two drives ago, I should say. So Green with the ball now, with, again, 9:13 to go, second quarter. Green going right to left. And their junior quarterback, the leader of this team, Nate Erickson, is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers split to each side, waiting for the snap. Erickson bobbled that one. Ball is loose. I do believe he was able to fall on it in time in these slippery conditions.
Sydney got it. Yep.
Off the bottom of the pile, Sydney was coming up saying they had it, and they do. And, boy, they recover it at the 15-yard line. Huge.
I think the ball was recovered by number 22, Kevin McEwen.
There was a big dog pile down there, and I thought initially that it looked like Erickson was going to be able to get it back. But a great job there by Sydney to pounce on it. And boy, what a great field position they're going to have here. Ball is spotted at the Green 17 with Sydney going left to right. So a fumble by Green gives the ball back to Sydney, and in prime scoring position. If you're Green, you just can't afford those today.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's going to happen, folks, because the balls are definitely getting very, very wet, and the hands are wet and cold, so it's going to happen a lot, I have a feeling.
Here's the snap. Harris in the shotgun. Rolls to his left, looking to throw, throws over the middle, passes complete down at the 3-yard line to Liam Matthews, and he's brought down by Erickson.
I want to just say what a great play that was by Liam Matthews, because he was in the end zone doing his normal thing where he kind of like boxes out the defender, and he realized the pass wasn't getting to him, so he came to the ball. Great play, first down and goal to go for the Warriors inside the 5.
I don't know if there's many players who could make that catch except for Liam Matthews. Read that play beautifully. 8:57 to go, second quarter. Sydney knocking on the door. They already have a 7-0 lead. Here's the snap. Harris will hand off. David Gannon cuts to the right, brought down. The Green line breaking through with Isaac Haddock, and he maybe got back to the line of scrimmage.
The Green line defensive line is doing a really good job of getting penetration and slowing. They may not make the tackle, but they're definitely hindering how far Gannon's getting on his carries, because they're hitting him in the backfield and then finishing it off at the line of scrimmage.
8:25 to go, second quarter. Clock is moving. Sydney with a 7-0 lead over Green. They get the play from the sideline here. Play clock is down to 15. Harris trying to bark out the signals here for Sydney on a second and pretty much goal to go. They're at about the 5-yard line, but we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Green Trojans. So we'll step away for 30 seconds with 8:10 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 7, Green nothing on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you today on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is back warm and dry in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. Thanks to Jim for helping us out today. 8:10 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leading Green 7-0 in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. And Sydney is knocking on the door here once again. They'll have a second down, and they're inside the Green 5-yard line.
I was just going to say real quick, the two people that are going to earn their job today are the ball boys that are working both sidelines, because it is pouring here.
So again, 8:10 to go, second quarter. Here's Sydney on the Green 5-yard line. Snap to Harris, handoff to Gannon to the left side looking for a block, and he reaches for the pylon. Did he get there? Yes. The signal comes from the official, and David Gannon with a touchdown, giving Sydney a 13-0 lead.
David Gannon with a power off the left side, gets the edge, and takes it into the house. Takes it to the house for 6 points.
So Gannon on a 5-yard TD run increases the Sydney lead to 13-0 with 8:03 to go in the second quarter. David Gannon pretty fired up after he reached and extended for the pylon and got in. And Sydney will look to kick the extra point here with Mazzarella.
That's the other thing I was going to say. This has got to be hard to do today, too, because it takes three aspects, the snap, the hold, and then the kick. And there's really no good spot to plant your foot.
Harris is into hold. Snap is good. Hold is good. Mazzarella with the line drive. Kick, it's up and good. And Sydney leads 14-0 with 8:03 to go in the second quarter. We'll step away and be right back. Again, the score, Sydney 14, Green nothing on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
8:03 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you today on WCDO. Again, live from Johnson City High School on a rainy, cold, windy day, and probably some of the toughest conditions I've seen in a long time for a high school football game. Sydney leading Green 14-0. The Section 4 Class D football semifinals here today. And, you know, we'll talk about these conditions a little bit more during our halftime break. There's been a lot of rescheduled games in other sports for Section 4, so we'll update you on that. Sydney with the kickoff. It's fielded here by Green at their 30-yard line, and they're just going to fall on it. No chance of a return, as Josh Titus just said. I'm going to play it safe here.
Yeah, nice play by that young man to keep the ball and give it over to his offense and Mr. Erickson.
So a 14-0 lead for Sydney. Can Green answer? I thought they've done a good job. You know, they've forced some turnovers. They've played tough on the run here today, but, you know, that fumble really hurt on their last drive, and I think they got to try to get some points on the board here to stay tight in this game before the half.
It's hard enough to take on the Sydney offense when they have to go the length of the field, but when you give them 20 yards in, that's really tough.
So here is Erickson. Again, the junior QB is in the shotgun, and he'll fake the handoff, runs up the middle. He's at the 45, and now running forward to the 50 before he's brought down. Good for a first down and about 10 yards more.
Nice little play on first down by Erickson, just zone read type of run. Saw the crash down on the end onto the back, and he just held on to it and took it almost to the Warrior territory.
I thought Sydney's done a good job so far of on those quarterback keepers, finding where Erickson is, but, I mean, you give him an inch, he takes a mile. He's
He's so fast and so shifty, folks, because he just is an incredible athlete.
7:50 to go, second quarter. Sydney leads Green 14-0. And here's Erickson again with a QB keeper, a little 360 spin, pushing the pile forward, willing his way across midfield into Sydney territory at the 48. Not much of a gain, but still a few yards.
Yeah, it was looked like he was only going to get about two, but by the box, it looks like he got four, so it'll bring up second down and six.
7:25 to go, second quarter. Again, not a bad crowd here today. I am seeing some more people trickling in since the opening kickoff, but I'm assuming a lot of people might have stayed home and listened on the radio. And, Tim, I think you're right. There are a lot of people up in the parking lot that have pulled up to the edge so they could stay in the car and watch. Here's the snap on a 2nd and 7. Erickson pulls it down, runs to the outside, escapes the tackle, drives his way forward, and might have a first down across the 45 to the 43.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Again, he's just so good at making people miss, and once you do that, he hits top speed really quickly, and Warriors stopped him shy of the first down, so it'll bring up third down and two, I'm going to say, and the ball is going to be at the 43.
6:40 to go, second quarter. Sydney leading Green 14-0. And here is Erickson. This time he's under center. He's got two running backs in the backfield. And this time he will hand off to Tristan Austin, it looks like, who tries to go forward and gets maybe a yard on the play. So we've seen pretty much a steady dose of Erickson. Austin was involved early, but not so much until that play.
Yeah, Austin was carrying the ball on that little sweep pitch early in the game, and then they would counter it back to the other side with Erickson. But right now, like Nate said, it's been Erickson's show. Looks like they're going to go for it here. Fourth down in about three.
Yeah, the scoreboard saying 4th and 2 with 6 minutes to go, second quarter. They're just over midfield, and it looks like we'll have a timeout taken here by the Green Trojans. So we'll step away for 30 seconds, a 4th down, and 2 yards to go when we come back for Green. Sydney leads 14-0 with 5:55 to go in the second quarter on WCDO.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a fourth and two for the Green Trojans. They're in Sydney territory. They are at the 43-yard line. 5:55 to go until the halftime break. Sydney leads Green 14-0 in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Big call here for Green. Can they get these 2 yards? Erickson will pitch out to Austin on the right side, cuts it back. He's got the first down across the 40 and more to the 35 to the 30. Needed two and picked up about 12. Mosier on the big-time tackle for Sydney to save even more for Green.
Yeah, I think Mosier just saved a touchdown for Green right there with that tackle. I think the ball will be spotted right at about the 30-yard line of the Sydney Warriors, and we have Cameron Chabot limping off the field for the Warriors.
So Chabot is coming over to the Sydney sideline here and appears to be limping, and Chabot is going to go over and talk with head coach Jeff Matthews. Looks like we're going to have an injury timeout here with 5:47 to go in the second quarter. Again, Sydney leading 14-0. So we'll hope that Chabot is okay. And in the meantime, let's recognize a few more of our special sponsors here today for WCDO. Again, a thank you to all these sponsors for helping us get today's game on the radio. Assemblyman Cliff Crouch supporting all the teams in today's contest. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney, S&S Landscaping Depot, and of course the Green Touchdown Club, as well as the Sydney Gridiron Club, and of course Gavin's Pizzeria and Restaurant, his new location, 12 Division Street in Sydney. So Chabot is coming off here and being looked at by the Sydney coaching staff. Is walking okay, just with a little slight limp. Know he's had some other injury issues, but he's a big part of the defense here, and we'll see what Sydney does to replace him. That'll be tough.
Yeah, one thing I was just going to say, I just noticed down there that the EMS people, you know, for the ambulance are actually under an easy up down there right now, and they're taking a look at him at this point.
So we'll keep an eye on that. Green with a first and 10. They're on the Sydney 30-yard line. Erickson bobbles the snap, picks it up, has to take off, maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage or a gain of one before he's brought down by the Sydney defense. Looked like Kevin McEwen was in on the tackle, as well as Brandon Kane for Sydney.
Didn't look like that was the play, but a broken play because Erickson dropped the ball. He gets 1 yard on the play, but he's second down and 10, or 9, excuse me.
Tim, you nailed it earlier. These ball boys are earning their free hot dog or whatever they're getting paid today because they're on and off constantly trying to keep the ball dry for these players out here today. 5:05 to go in the second quarter. Here's Green on a second and 9. They'll run to the left side across the 36 to the or the 26 to the 25. That was Austin on the run.
Austin, after completing the probably 5-yard gain on the play, will bring up third down and a long 4. And he just went to the sideline, so I don't know if he's got a little nagging injury going on there.
He's over talking with the Green coaching staff, and this is a long clock-chewing drive here for the Trojans. With 4:35 to go in the second quarter, 3rd and 3. Erickson is under center. Erickson lost the ball again. It's loose on the turf. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it here. It's a dog pile. Let's see who picks it up. The initial signal is that Green got it back, as that was like a pinball machine down there.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to get picked up again by Erickson, but it ends up almost getting about 2 yards because the ball was just squeaking through there, and Green did come up with it. The ball is going to be spotted right at about the 20-yard line of the Sydney Warriors, 4th and 1.
Boy, Trojans catch a huge break there with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, and I just mean that they were able to hold on to possession. Still a big 4th and 1 ahead of them here as they trail Sydney 14-0, 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Boy, if you're a Trojans fan, wouldn't you love to see some points on the board late in this half and get it back to a one-possession game?
Yeah, they definitely want to put some points on prior to the end of the half because the Warriors do get the ball to start the second.
Here's Erickson just going to dive forward, submarines through the line, and I think he got it. That was a quick snap, and he just took off.
Yeah, nice little quarterback sneak. He just walks up, he gooses the center, and the center snaps it, and he gets the first down yardage, so the ball is going to be spotted at the 18-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
Stops the clock with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leading 14-0, but Green is on the march. This is the deepest they've been in Sydney territory today. The ball is on the 18-yard line, and they have a lot of time left to work with here before the half. Here is Erickson, drops back, looking for something, but the play breaks down. Kevin McEwen gets his mitts on him and hauls him down to the wet turf.
Trojans definitely not on the same page on that play right there. Erickson turns around to hand off the ball, and there's no back there. But he does what he can to limit the loss to 2 yards, so it'll bring up second down and 12.
So 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. Again, Sydney leading Green 14-0. The Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Winners will go on to the championship game. Our second game today will be Walton against Tioga at 4 o'clock. Here's Erickson on a 2nd and 11. Hands off and running up the middle here. Looks like Logan Kennedy for a gain of 1. So a 3rd and long coming for Green.
Kennedy meets number 22, Mr. McEwen, right in the hole. And Mr. McEwen says, no more yards for you, young man. He gets about 2. So it will bring up 3rd down and 10.
And so the Sydney defense holding strong here so far. Cameron Chabot is not in the medical tent anymore. We'll have to keep an eye on where he is exactly. I don't see him on the sideline at the moment. And
I'm guessing he's got a Windsor Blackhawk or Blackjaw.
Yeah, that's
Black Knight jacket on.
That could be Sydney wearing some raincoats today, I guess, courtesy of the Windsor Black Knights. Hey, anything to keep you dry.
Yeah, you got to do what you can. That's for sure.
3rd and 10 here for Green as they break the huddle. Play clock is counting down towards 20. Sydney leads 14-0. Again, a 3rd and 10. Green is on the Sydney 18-yard line. Erickson with 2 wide receivers split to each side. Drops back, wants to throw over the middle. Now tucks it and runs. Gets to the right side, trying to turn the corner. Shovels it forward, and the pass is incomplete before he got knocked out of bounds.
Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know where the line judge was on that side because he was really close to the line of scrimmage. I must be in an illegal forward pass, but he got lucky. They didn't call it incomplete, so 4th and 10, ball spotted at about the 18.
2:08 to go before the halftime break. Again, a 4th and 10, and you pretty much got to go for it here, Tim. As you're deep in Sydney territory, and I think there's no question you go for it, but boy, you need a tough 10 yards. It's going to be hard to get.
Yeah, it is going to be tough to get. But one of the things, the other thing I was thinking about that worked against Sydney the other night in the Newark Valley game was the halfback pass. They had that option as well with Austin.
So here is Erickson, again on a 4th and 10. Erickson's just going to tuck it and run, goes right up the middle. He's going to get the first down, cuts back, and a touchdown for the Green Trojans on a huge 4th and 10. Long to go, and Erickson is able to get pay dirt for Green.
Yeah, something happened on the defensive end right there because I'll tell you what, there was nobody there. Erickson, great read, took it, was get about 5 yards, and then cut back to his right-hand side and walked into the end zone untouched.
Huge score there for Green with 2:02 to go in the second quarter. Sydney now leads 14-6, and it looks like Green will look to kick the extra point here as kicker Zach Gibbon will come on. Here's the snap, hold is good, kick is up, and does it have enough juice? No, they'll say it's incomplete. With 2:02 to go in the second quarter, it is Sydney 14, Green 6, courtesy of a 20-yard touchdown run from Nate Erickson. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Just about 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. A Green touchdown and a 20-yard touchdown scamper from Nate Erickson cuts this game to 14-6. Sydney on top of Green. Green does have an injured player off of the extra point attempt. Cannot see a number there on the far side, but we'll hope that young man's okay.
Yeah, after the play was over and everybody was running to the sideline, they were starting to get ready to do their kickoff preparation, and all of a sudden the Green coaches ran out on the field, and we saw just before we went to break that the young man was having trouble.
So we'll hope that he's okay on the far sideline. And, you know, tough conditions like this today, you don't want to see anybody get hurt out there in it, and we'll hope that he's all right. As we said earlier, Green not strong in numbers today, whether they've had some injuries or anything along those lines. So they have to keep as many healthy bodies on the field as they can.
I'm going to go out on a line, on an edge here and just say that I think that's a lineman, because that's a pretty big boy.
Yeah, and he's being helped off by two coaches, and he's limping pretty good, so could be an ankle or a knee or something along those lines. In the meantime, Green will kick off. Sydney will receive back at their own 15. They're having trouble holding on to it, but they will fall on it at about the 19-yard line with a minute 59 to go in the second quarter.
Not sure who. Looks like Gifford, maybe. Tried to field the ball and then actually kicked it forward a little bit, but he covered it up, and actually it was number 44, David Gannon, excuse me. So the Warriors will take over first and 10 at the 20.
Yeah, both teams at different times today have just had trouble holding on to the ball, and rightfully so. I mean, it's been a driving rain, and it doesn't show any signs of letting up. The wind has been fierce. It's been a tough one here today.
And cold.
And very cold. I mean, temperatures hovering in the mid to upper 30s. That's a recipe for a tough game of football out there today. Here is Harris, and he'll hand one off to David Gannon, running to the outside. On the left side, as Sydney goes left to right, picks up about five out to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, nice little play on first down, a little power off the left side for David Gannon to get about 5 yards for the Warriors. We'll bring up second down and five.
And so the clock moving down to a minute 40 to go before the halftime break. And be interested to see how Sydney handles this. Jeff Matthews usually loves to squeeze every second he can out of a football game, especially a close one, and with Sydney leading 14-6, we'll see what he elects to do.
I think with them getting the ball in the second half, he's thinking, all right, we're going to go in with the lead and just take our points and when we get back on the second field.
They hand off here to Tanner Gifford, who runs to the right side, and I believe that's going to be enough for a first down as he crosses the 30. And just as a heads up, one of the lead blockers on that play was Cameron Chabot, so it appears
Cameron
he's back in.
The game, yep.
So that's great to see.
Yeah, definitely was, and actually I saw him out there just before Erickson ran the touchdown, because I think he's the one that Erickson made miss.
Okay. So hope that he's okay and can play the rest of the contest. Maybe just had a quick little stinger or something along those lines. First and 10 for Sydney. Again, they will hand off to the left side to the 35-yard line before being brought down on the play. We'll see who was the runner for Sydney. Once again, it was Tanner Gifford. We're under a minute to go. Clock is running. 50 seconds left before the half.
Gifford was 2 yards off the left guard center gap, and we'll bring up second down and 8.
So I think you're right, Tim. I think Jeff Matthews and the Sydney coaching staff might just say, okay, we're going to get the ball in the second half. Let's not give it away. Let's be smart here, as Harris runs out to the right side, and he'll take the sack here. And Isaac Haddock came flying through and brought him down in the backfield.
Yeah, and he took a big hit right there. I was just going to say, if they're going to do that, why wouldn't you just take a knee and, you know, let the clock run out and get back in the halftime and let everybody, and then that happens right there, because Harris took a shot. I think that's the biggest hit he's taken all year.
Yeah, that was a big-time hit there from Haddock, and dropped him in the backfield for a big loss. So the clock stops with 22 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Sydney leading 14-6. It'll be a 3rd and 15 for the Warriors. Looks like there's a timeout on the field here. I didn't see if one of the teams took it or not, but both teams are meeting with their coaching staffs.
I believe Green took it because the referee just signaled out of timeouts, and I'm pretty sure Green has taken all three.
And so another chance to recognize some of our special sponsors here today, including S&S Landscaping Depot, as well as West Branch Collision and Classics of Walton, Sports Field Specialties of Delhi, of course, Butler Auto Sales, always glad to support local sports. The Delaware County Fair said they'd like to support all the Delaware County teams here today, including Walton and Sydney, Smith Insurance of Sydney, NBT Bank, Richard Wakeman Construction, ACO Brands of Sydney, the Silo Restaurant of Green, and A.O. Fox Tri-Town Campus. So a lot of special sponsors. A big thank you, as they are on board for both our games here today, Sydney and Green, as well as Walton Tioga at about 4 o'clock later today. 22 seconds to go, second quarter. Sydney with the ball on a 3rd and 15, and it looks like Harris will just take the knee here. And that's going to do it for the first half. It's a close one, Sydney 14 and green 6, Tim.
Yeah, real nice first half of football. You know, I mean, there are have been some turnovers, and there have been some real great plays, and that's why we're at a 8-point deficit for the Green Trojans going into the second half.
So don't go anywhere. We'll have an exciting second half coming up here from Johnson City High School. Our halftime score, Sydney 14, Green 6 in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. It's a wet and wild one here, folks, at Johnson City High School. And as before we go to break, we do see the cart taking off the injured Green player on the far side of the field. So we'll hope that he's okay, but that might be a little bit more of a serious injury than we were hoping for. So that's too bad, and we'll try to get some confirmation on who that was. But again, our halftime score, Sydney 14, Green 6. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO.